So, if by informing marriages, how important is the horoscope? And if the horoscope is to be matched, then how much is the role of the mind within relationships where horoscopes are matching also, or they're not matching, whatever? Astrology is based on an understanding that the events in our life, they are often shaped by influences beyond what we perceive in this world. We all have done some karma in the past, and those reactions are stored, and they will come to us at different times in our life. And astrology gives us something like a weather forecast. These events are going to happen in our life. So it gives us a broad guideline about what is going to happen. It doesn't control our life, it doesn't define our life, but it just defines roughly what is the kind of situation we are going to encounter in our life's journey. Of course, this also depends on whether the astrologer is competent. And today, many astrologers, they are into it for business, and that's why we have to be careful. It is not that we have to consult astrologers for everything, every small thing in life, and we should become more dependent on the astrologer than we are on Krishna. Ultimately, the astrologers are controlled by Krishna. Astrology is the stars are controlled by Krishna, who is the Lord of everyone, all living beings. So, with respect to marriages, the astrological charts can give us a broad understanding of compatibility or incompatibility. It's not that just because the astrological charts are matching, that does not necessarily mean there will be a very smooth relationship. Yes, it is a predictor of reasonable compatibility. It's just like, okay, the road is good. But just because the road is good does not necessarily mean the ride is going to be smooth. The road may be good, but if the driver goes to sleep on the road, there's going to be an accident. If the driver drinks on the road, there's going to be an accident. So, it's not that just because two people are compatible, that means automatically the relationship is going to be wonderful. All right. So both have to be sensitive, both have to be respectful, both have to be properly dealing with each other as responsible, caring human beings. So this is one factor which is conducive to good relationships. At the same time, and it's not necessary that just because the astrological charts are incompatible, that necessarily means that the relationship is going to be doomed. It's going to make things difficult. But still, if they're persistent, they may still be able to make a good life. Like sometimes some terrain may be very difficult, but a skilled driver still will persevere and go through it. So, we can take astrology as one guide in our relationships. But we shouldn't let it alone define relationships. Now, what should not be done is, if we are having problem in the relationship, already there's a relationship, now there's a problem in the relationship, then you go to find an astrologer who says this relationship is not going to work. And then use that as a justification for breaking the relationship. Then it's rather than taking astrology as a guide, we use astrology as a rationalization. That means I want to do what I want to do, and I look for an astrologer who tells me to do what I want to do. Then it becomes a big mess. So, as devotees, we can take astrology as a guidance. That's the broad principle. But there's no need to make that the sole guide as the primary guide. It's not that it alone is a guarantor of success, or it alone is a determiner of failure. After that also, other factors do matter. And as far as the mind is concerned, again I would say that the mind is what we all have to manage. And the way we manage our mind will determine how our relationships also go. See, the mind is like a machine, basically. So, if I have a car, if I may have the best car in the world, but if I don't take care of the car is going to be spoiled. So, like that, I have a mind. And I need to learn how to take care of it. If I let the mind go out of control, if I don't manage the mind, it's going to make a mess of things for me. So, even in the best of relationships, the mind can make a mess of things. And even in the worst of relationships, if the mind is in control, things can become better. But one factor could be that when it's said astrologically two people are incompatible, one part of it could also be their minds itself are incompatible. You know, it's just like when the two people's minds are incompatible, it's like the two are talking in two different languages. Just don't understand. Then they may have to make a special effort to understand how the mind thinks or how the other person thinks. So more efforts will be required in that case. But so whatever be the compatibility or incompatibility, managing the mind is important for minimizing whatever inevitable friction is there. Does it answer your question?
Can I ask a supplementary question?
Yeah.